British capitalism, weak, divided, and facing the wrath of the working class. Hanassel, Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary. In the aftermath of the general election, the capitalist class in Britain is, in the main, sighing with relief after the nightmare of 2019. It is hoping that a Tory majority government, even led by an untrustworthy character, will result in a bit more stability. Their hopes will be shattered, if not immediately, in the relatively near future. The resignation of a top civil servant threatening to take the government to an employment tribunal reflects the splits that exist. In 1987, Thatcher was elected with a majority of 102 and seemed unassailable. But a year later we began the campaign against the poll tax with 18 million people refusing to pay. By the end of 1990, Thatcher and her tax were history. The Tory party of those days had far stronger social roots and popular support than is the case today. Johnson won the election on the basis of promises that he will not be able to keep. The British economy is slowing, even before the consequences of coronavirus, which might be the trigger for a major global economic slowdown. For a decade, we have been told to tighten our belts on the understanding that at some time things will go back to normal. So a new economic crisis, regardless of its depth, could have a seismic effect on the consciousness of working class people. The first crisis rehabilitated socialistic ideas, in the form of Corbyn and Sanders. The next crisis will be a central factor in working class people seeing the need for fundamental socialist transformation society. But even without a world crisis, or the consequences of Brexit, the British economy is expected to grow by only 0.8% this year. With divisions over taxation, spending and balanced budgets, the can might be kicked down the road, and the main decisions taken later in the year, by which time the economic and political space for maneuver will have shrunk further. On top of the global economic problems, there is Brexit. It is guaranteed that Johnson will disappoint those workers who voted for him to get Brexit done. Whatever the outcome of the negotiations with the EU, it will result in further undermining workers' living conditions. Events will be buffeted by eruptions of working class anger. We have to be prepared for France and Chile coming to Britain. And struggle could come from unexpected directions. The movements that have erupted globally have sometimes done so over seemingly secondary issues such as WhatsApp charges in Lebanon or metro fare increases in Chile. France has just had a movement of the organized working class over pensions, but that was preceded by the inchoate uprising of the Chilites Jaunes. Given the break of the right-wing trade union leaders, and the absence at this stage of mass workers' party, we have to be prepared for all kinds of revolts on social issues, such as the youth protests on the environment. Currently, the trade union leaders, many of those on left as well as the right, are generally reeling from the defeat of Labour in the general election. The rank-and-file trade unionist National Shop Stewards Network can play a very important role in the next period as a lever on the trade unions, putting forward a strategy for building fighting trade unions, including the building of a coalition of the willing, to fight any attempt by Johnson to introduce new anti-union laws. Younger workers see the need to fight. Most right now are not in trade unions, but could be drawn in as struggles erupt in their sectors. Even now though, there are over a million trade union members under 35. Worried about the road Johnson is going down, and considering him an unreliable representative of capitalist interests, a section of the capitalist class is clearly looking to try and ensure a safe second 11 in the post-Corbyn era. Former Tory Chancellor George Osborne has now twice recommended Keir Starmer as Labour leader in the London Evening Standard. Starmer won't reveal who has funded his campaign, because it would expose his big business backing. There is not, however, widespread enthusiasm for Long Bailey, who is widely seen as lacking in backbone, bullied in minutes in a radio interview into saying she would depress the nuclear button, signing up to Conservative Jewish Board of Deputies pledges and opening up the road to future witch hunts against the left. And nothing at all on the question of fighting council cuts. At the moment, Starmer is the frontrunner in the race, winning the nomination of 369 constituencies compared to 161 for Rebecca Long Bailey. It is still possible, however, that she could win. In that situation, it would be necessary to call a mass conference of all those, inside and outside the party, who want to fight to transform labor into a workers' party. This should be led by the left trade unions. If Starmer wins, this will represent a right-wing counter-revolution in the party, regardless of the more left, face he has been forced to present in order to try and win the contest. With Starmer as leader, it would be necessary to find another route to the building of mass workers' party in England and Wales. Capitalism is in crisis, the ruling class is split, and there is enormous discontent among working class people. The protests in Latin America, Middle East and across the Channel in France, have shown that the missing ingredient is a mass party tested in struggle, with an authority among the working class and a clear program to give direction to those struggles, and bring about a revolutionary change in society.